So here we are at winter solstice, which is the festival of light. And Archangel Gabriel takes over tonight as the governing archangel of the earth. And Archangel Michael, or Archangel Gabriel, will be with us now until spring equinox. And that is a wonderful thing to have. And so winter solstice, of course, is dedicated to the new light of the world. And with the new light of the world comes change. And so it is like with the birth of the sun, inaugurating a great new growth cycle. So here we have it, and tonight the earth and its inhabitants are made ready for a new beginning. So what happens as the mother goes deepest into the womb of the earth tonight, and there she will stay for 3 days, and there she is joined and commingled with the sun, or the Christ consciousness. And as the Christ consciousness, of course, has absolutely nothing to do with Christianity. It was there long before Christianity. That was the whole thing about Jesus' message. He brought us a consciousness, which was a unified consciousness. He did not come to bring us a religion. But so, anyway, the two energies come together and they commingle for 3 days in the deepest part of the womb of the mother. And then at the end of 3 days, which will be the 24th this year, because we have winter solstice on the 21st, so we have the morning of the 22nd, the morning of the 23rd, the morning of the 24th. And on the morning of the 24th, the sun will start to move again. And as the sun starts to move again, the new energies come. And as you know, the days start growing by about a minute because we're at the shortest day of the year now. So it'll be there for 3 days where that energy stays deep within the womb of the mother. And then on the 24th, as it starts to move again, the days start to get longer by about a half a minute or a minute, and it grows and grows and grows until it gets to summer solstice, which is the highest point and the longest day of the year. So here we are. And the new energies that it brings with us is awakening us. And the new energy that is coming in for 2017 is awakening us to wisdom. So everything about 2017 is awakening us to wisdom. And so, as you know, this year we had awakening us to clarity. And we saw all of that within ourselves as we looked at the shadow side. And then we had everything to do with the elections that brought about the shadow of America. And so we had to look at all of that, because all the disenfranchised, everything, the creeping, everything that has been happening, all came out in the election, and we saw it. And so it is now out there. And it is for us, each of us, to look at it with love and not getting, you know, sort of coming down on either side. Because once we take ourselves off the pathway of love, we are then losing our power, losing our energy, and we are the builders of the new dawn. And it's the cosmic principle of love and wisdom is identified as the spiritual cosmic Christ, or unified consciousness, whichever you want to use, it is okay. And so, as I said, the events of 2016 brought us up with the shadow side and the awareness. And as we step forth and we cross the threshold of light into the spiritual light, which shines in the darkness within ourselves and, of course, within the world and everything that we see within the world. And so as we do that, we explore the spirit within each of us. And it is also our duty over the next 3 days to sort of have a look at each and every aspect of ourselves and to see what it is, because we're in this deep womb for the next 3 days. And so we have this wonderful opportunity to move forward. And so it is a beautiful time, you know, and it is called Holy Night, of course, in the old times. And the belief is that Rama of India was the first avatar messenger to come to mankind, and that he received his illumination on the night of winter solstice. And it is through the power he healed all that came to him. And he created sacred ceremonials to commemorate this hallowed time, and which was called Holy Night. And the date of Rama's incarnation is lost in the midst of civilization. And so we have no idea exactly when he was around, but his work was not lost. And then in the time of Rome, winter solstice was observed as the feast of Saturnalia, with a mystic marriage, dramatizing the marriage of Sibyl, which was representing Earth, and Attis, representing the sun. And the ceremonial energies of the two principles from the bridal chamber represented the new birth, initiation, and of the Mehi from the cave sanctuary of the Mother Goddess. So it comes back to what we were talking about a little earlier, about the mother being deepest in the womb. So it's all connecting way back to the ancient wisdom. And in Egypt, winter solstice was celebrated with the stately ceremonials and vivid pageantry, elaborate homage being rendered to the divine mother Isis and her newborn son Horus. The Mehi emerged from the inner shrine, chanting, "The Virgin has brought forth, the light is waxing." And on Holy Night in Greece, it was greeted by the songs of the key of Capricorn to an accomplishment of the flute. And when the cock crowed, the neophyte descended with lighted torches to the underground chapel and paid homage to the image of Babe, who was on brow. And so we had all of these different things happening, and they took him around seven times. The Babe was carried into a procession and into the inner temple, then back to the underground sanctuary where the chorus chanted, "At this hour today, quote, the Virgin for Aeon, the new age of the year." So this is what we're doing. We're birthing the new year. And as we come together tonight, we are coming together to create this birth, to create the energy of it. And Gabriel, of course, is our messenger of love. He is the one taking over the world tonight. And Gabriel is the archangel of tenderness, mercy, compassion, love. He is the chief guardian of the winter solstice festivals. And at this time, the planet is illuminated with the universal consciousness, with the unified consciousness, and Gabriel uses that power to purify, elevate, and spiritualize the human souls in his charge. And so it is a power. It is a creative, fiery power through which the archangel uses his work with the neophytes and disciples alike. It is love. It is a love consciousness. It is a divine essence hidden within each human personality. And so it is with this love that Gabriel brings everything forth for us. And so it is the mystic midnight sun. It is born in the hearts, our hearts on Holy Night. So it is, we are at a beautiful point where the midnight sun floods the inner realms of the earth with glory at the roots of all growing things. So we connect with the plants, and as they begin to be awakened, so too will we. And so this is what we were talking about, that after the 3 days of commingling, we will all come together And there is also in the ancient teachings, and there is reference made to the white rose. And so it is the legend of the white rose. And I found a little on the white rose, so I will just read it to you. Where the portals of time guard the borders of earth, from the unseen land stands the spirit of motherhood. The beautiful figure is growing in long robes of flowing white, slips away into the distance of the endless dream. Above her lonely head is a wound of misery, veil woven with the smile of tears, and clings around her gentle throat as the clasp of tiny hands. Her eyes are lighted beacons, gleaming as the twin stars of hope around the far behind. Excuse me, would somebody put there, if you want to mute, it put it star six, because somebody is moving around on and it is disturbing everybody else. So if you would just do star six. And so around the far behind her shrine, a softened light, which is a mere reflection of the love light in her heart. In her hands, she holds a wonderful white rose that seems made of a multitude of children's faces. From each soft petal shines a perfect face, all making an ensemble so enchantingly loving, so weighted with the wistful tenderness that all the weary world grows brighter because of the sweetness of this perfect flower. Millions of eager souls feel the urge of a return to Earth's life after and constantly thronging the portals of time. Each one must stand beneath the shadows of the great white rose, and to each whom has gained an opportunity to walk Earthway again, the spirit of motherhood bestows a petal of the rose. Always another petal comes to take its place, so long as there are souls who yearn for an earth experience. So long must the petals continue to bloom, never withering and never bare. The everlasting rose is all in exquisite beauty, dreams above the world. It is the heart of the holy night. All of the souls who are to find their earth home in the coming year go a journeying. Then all the world is filled with love, and every heart is overflowing with the peace on earth and goodwill towards men. It is easy for the tenuous bodies of the earth-drawn egos to penetrate into the heart and homes of their choosing. So on holy night, a great new wave of tenderness encircles each expectant mother. Soft hands caresses her. Flowers' face bend around her. Beautiful memories leave her like a stain of half-remembered music and the exquisite happiness that beckons her on the holiest of nights for mothers, which angels sing in a chorus of the coming of the child, along with the illuminated sky line rests a shadow of lavender gray clouds and the bright faces of a star peering out from here and there. A silver sheen of mist shrouds everything, with only an occasional splash of mauve light glancing through the herald of the approaching dawn. A soft mist stirs gently to and fro, like some great curtain opening tender arms to welcome the return of the tiny souls from their love journeying. Thousands of happy cherubs, their faces shining with a moonlit radiance, slip behind the silver mists and await their star call to the coming year. And so that is the legend of the white rose. And it is said that we each choose our parents. So from that, I take it that everybody who's decided that they're going to incarnate decides to pick their parents on winter solstice. And they take it from there, and then they move forward, and as each soul chooses its parent and the lessons that it wants to learn when it comes earthbound, it is here that we do it on this holy night. So, seeing that we are on this special night and this special energy of bringing through the energy of awakening to wisdom, which will slowly gather pace starting on the 24th after everything has been ignited. And as it moves forward, and by spring equinox, it will be a major blossom. It will have grown, and we will feel its energy. We will feel its energy, of course, first and over Christmas, and then the new year, and then on the 1st of February, which is the first 45-day cycle after the new year, after the new energy comes in. And then on the second 45-day cycle, we get to winter, or to spring equinox. And here the energies blossom. And so through this, we move forward. And as we move forward, we awaken ourselves to the golden flame that burns within each of us. It is the flame of love. It is the flame of the unified consciousness. It is the flame of the Divine Mother, because we are each a cosmic temple of light, a cosmic temple of the Mother. So as we embrace this, let us take a few breaths and get ourselves into that sacred place where we can move forward and we feel the energy of love that surrounds each of us and surrounds your body. So let us visualize a pyramid of dimensional space around you. Each of us, let us feel that. And now let us connect with the Mother. We now connect with the crystalline core. And so now, like the Mother, we connect ourselves. We awaken within our heart the beautiful golden flame. And we feel that golden flame within our hearts. And we awaken like the Mother, which we are connected to. And we connect as we are within the crystal, or within the pyramid, to the crystalline core of the earth. We allow this energy to go down. And as we go down into the crystalline core of the earth, we take three deep breaths. And we release any toxins, thoughts, worries, tensions, or shadows that we feel the energies of the crystalline earth will take from us. And as we release them into the crystalline earth, we awaken a new energy of the unified consciousness, the renewal energy, energizing each of us. And as we come back up from releasing everything, we come back and we touch into our first chakra, our base chakra. And this renewal is energizing our first chakra with the color red. And we feel the color of red inflects all about us. And we are being revitalized. And as the golden flame and the crystalline energy of the unified consciousness continue up our body, we reach the second chakra. And as we connect with the energy, it brings forth the vibration of the color orange. And we feel it being revitalized. And we feel ourselves being revitalized as this color of orange flecks around us. And now the golden flame and the crystalline energy again continues on up until we reach our third chakra. And here we connect with the energy that brings forth the vibration of the color yellow. And we feel ourselves being revitalized by this color. We feel ourselves with a new sense of peace, of calm, of understanding as the color yellow flecks around us. And now the golden flame and the crystalline energy of the unified consciousness continues on up to our heart chakra. And the energy brings forth the vibration of the emerald heart, the color of emerald green. As we open ourselves to the pathway of the heart, to the love that is within each of us, to the spark of light that is within each heart, to the golden flame that is within each heart. And as we feel the flame anchoring deeply within each of our hearts, we feel ourselves being revitalized as the color emerald green flexes around us. Our heart is opened to the pathway of the heart, to love. We feel this love. We feel the emerald green. We feel the pathway of the heart. We feel the beautiful golden flame that burns, that is anchored in the heart, within our hearts. We feel its energy. We feel its beauty. We feel ourselves being awakened to a new level of consciousness. And now as the golden flame and the crystalline energy continues on up, we reach our throat chakra. And this energy brings forth the energy and vibration of communication and the color of royal blue. As we open ourselves to the power of the spoken word and the tones that emanate from this powerful chakra, we feel them, we tone, we om, we chant, we speak. We feel ourselves being revitalized as the color royal blue flexes around us. And here we are being asked to be impeccable with our words as we fully embrace the power of the spoken word, of the chant. And now the flame and the crystalline energy continues on up to our brow chakra, and it reaches the third eye, and this energy brings forth the vibration of telepathy, clairvoyance, clairaudience, intuition, the gifts of the mother, the gifts of spirit. And the color is violet. And as we open ourselves up to the power of the gifts of spirit of the mother, we feel ourselves being revitalized in the color of the violet flecks that floats around us. We're being asked to awaken and to embrace the sacred spiritual gifts of the mother that is within each of us, to let all our fears and old programming go away, to let it go, to feel the beauty of the power of the gifts of the mother, of our spiritual gifts. And as the golden flame and the crystalline consciousness continues on up our body, we reach the crown chakra, bringing forth the vibration of cosmic consciousness. and the color of royal purple, indigo. We feel ourselves being revitalized as the color royal purple, indigo flexes itself around us. We are being asked to awaken to the fact that we are cosmic temples, temples of the Mother. We see and feel ourselves as a temple of light. We feel its vibration. It emanates out into the cosmic world, all around the planet. And now, as the golden flame and the crystalline energy continues on up above our crown chakra, it continues on up for about 4 inches, where we connect with a whole new array of chakras that are opening up for us. We have now 12 chakras. And we're going to connect with the 8th chakra, which is about 8, as I say, 4 inches above. And its color is pink. And we embrace this new chakra of the 5th dimension. And we allow this color of love to connect deeply within ourselves. And we allow love to flow in either direction as the color of pink flexes around us. We feel it. We embrace it. It opens us to endless possibilities. It takes us to another level, to the level of 12. And now, as the golden flame and the crystalline energy continues on up above, we come to the 9th chakra, which is again about 4 inches above the 8th chakra. And the color is silver. And this color is of unified love. Love to connect deeply within and allow the love vibration to flow as the color silver flexes around you. We feel it. We know it. We feel its femininity. We feel its beauty. It vibrates within each of us. Take us to a new level of understanding. And now we continue on up to the 10th chakra, which again is about 4 inches above. And here the color is gold. And as you allow this color of the sun, of the unified love consciousness, and of the golden flame to connect deeply within you and around you, you allow the love vibration to flow as the color gold flexes around you. You feel the energy of the gold. You feel the energy of the sun. You feel the beauty of yourself. You feel the very essence of the love that flows, the heat that comes, the awakening as you sit by the flame and feel its energy. And now as the golden flame and the crystalline energy continues on up, we feel the vibration of the 11th chakra, which is again about 4 inches higher. And feel the color platinum. And this color allows the unified love consciousness to connect deeply within each of us. It is a vibrational flow of love It is a vibrational flow of purity. It is a vibrational flow of deep understanding. As the color platinum flexes around us, we feel its energy. We feel a new understanding, a new awareness of who we are and our sacred journey. And as the golden flame and the crystalline energy continue on up to our 12th chakra, which is again about 4 inches higher than the 11th chakra, where there is a beautiful, clear, sparkling, shimmering diamond. You see it glow. You feel the energy of this crystalline connection. As the energy emanates from the diamond, weaving a golden flame, as the energy fills the pyramid, and your soul star is illuminated, which is just above the diamond. And from your soul star, you shoot a golden arrow with a golden thread attached to it, out into the cosmos, to connect with the sun behind the sun, to connect with infinite spirit. And as you follow this golden cord, carrying with you the golden flame of love within your heart, you are energized and allow this love to penetrate your whole body, your mind, your spirit, into oneness, as you connect with the home of the golden flame, as you rest in the arms of the love of infinite spirit, as you follow the golden thread all the ways up to the arms of love of infinite spirit. And there you bask and feel renewed, revitalized, taking yourself to another level of understanding, another level of unconditional love, as you feel the beauty of the Mother, of the unified consciousness, as you feel the gifts of the Mother that she is bringing us this day, and of the new birthing she is going to bring us on the 24th, as she completes her 3-day cycle in the womb of the earth. And so as you follow the thread, be at peace. Feel the love. Feel the connection. Feel the oneness. And then when you are ready, you can bring yourself back into the room with grace and love. Love for yourself. Gratitude for yourself. For the service you are bringing to the world at this time. As a builder of the new dawn. And so it is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dunbar.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Peace and blessings to you. Good night.
And to you too. Good night. Mm-hmm.